belt right in front of your chest, come your eyes up with a pin, take 10 times, sprinkle all around that prison. You didn't have no odor.
Yeah.
But you didn't have any odor, you'd smell it 10 times. Now, what that salt done?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cold, there wasn't no taking no undertaking, there wasn't no being balm, right?
Yeah.
Do you
it's better for 24 hours to bury you.
Right.
They keep you out 2 weeks. A month. Right, if you do.
Take yourself.
Well, right. You do, that poor fella what come from New York that time and Craven boy and killed that man and threw him in that pond. And my son, my daughter and my son come from New York through the country. And the same way they come with him, and to find that man, I was working over here on Steve Hall Place that time, Miss Ernie come out there and he said, they found a man from White Plain, New York, through in that pond. And I don't know who I got, what I do, I come to the mall and call Sister and them after this thing was done. Asked me, did he bring anybody from New York with him when he come? No, it wasn't the matter. But he found a man from White Plain, New York, was thrown in that pond over here at Liveville. You remember that, Mr. Glenn?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to Florida to buy him a home. And these Craven boys hitchhiked him from Florida, found out what he had, and took this man's money and killed him and threw him in the pond. And when he comes when they clean his clothes and put the man's clothes on, and when he sent the clothes to the undertaker, I mean to the clean clothes cleaner, that's when they caught these boys.
Hmm.
And he the one
that
had been dead a month.
That's right.
Mm.
That's
right. So ever talk about any place around that's haunted?
Haunted.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Well, Jackie, now that ain't been so many years ago when they claimed the Boy Scouts went to some house down in Cairo.
Yeah.
A two-story house.
Yeah.
And they had that in wage book paper.
I know you give it down.
And see, them boys saw something come down the steps and all like that. Yeah. And how they jumped in the car and back the wage
book. That's what I'm saying about that thing. Old folks told the children good and boys that thing to keep them home. That's what they did.
Well,
they were spooked.
No, here where it started, J.K.
Huh?
It started back in slavery time.
Well, that's what
and
I'm saying.
And old boss man would tell him
that's
that
what
to keep them black folks at home, make them stay home.
They stay home. That's what they done.
But
well,
now
stay
this,
home.
These boys, they told that, and then some of them grown men claimed they went with the boys down there. And they made this.
I'll tell you what, I bet to see girls when I was singing in my lifetime.
Claimed the thing come out, said the
going
when they got back to the car, they had 16 people in one car.
Going to the cemetery, we out of Madison Grove, where you went, well, the bad Webster Gator said that you go to his funeral.
Yeah.
I went out to see some girls, and I was sleeping, and I'm telling you to where the safest place I could get to was that cemetery. Went down and took my coat, covered up my ear, my head, and lay on the grave and slept after almost sunup the next morning.
Yes, I wouldn't have been so
that's
scared
the
of the dead. I'd be
going
scared of God.
And then that's in the town. That's the truth. I ain't kidding. And some people ain't going to bust. When a person's dead, he's dead.
Yeah, I'm dead. I don't know.
He's dead now. I'm telling you now. You might dream about him or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he said that evil spirit stays here. And that spirit of God, he takes that on with him. But the evil spirit dies too. Ain't nothing you can do.
Mm.
Now, so ain't
you said, it. Folks, now hear what somebody told us. He used to come back, said, but since they got all these airplanes and cars in here, they got scared to come back.
Got scared to come
man
back.
Man got scared to come back.
I said, rub it around y'all, them over come back.